10-17-2017, hearing Rosemary Scherer, Simon Estate.
If the court does not join the call within 15 minutes of the scheduled start time, or you have any difficulty, please remain on the line and have a staff member call court call at 888-88-88.
All right. Can I do any objection?
Your Honor, Jeffrey Royer, here for we're not taking
I can't okay. hear that.
They're not taking any position.
Who?
Mr. Rose?
Who was
I think the only person that might object is Elliot Bernstein. To me, you might want to hear from him first and then let me respond if there is an objection, but I have none.
Mr. Elliot, do you object to him testifying?
Well, it's not that I object to him testifying, Your Honor, but first, I've been ill for the last 90 days. I've been hospitalized 3 times for cough, syncope, and vasovagal collapses. I have 2 broken ribs right now, multiple contusions to my head, and a twisted ankle and other injuries. I still have 2 weeks for the ribs to recover, and then have tests with heart, pulmonary, and others. I mentioned some of this in the prior hearing. And you had scheduled the hearing coming up on the 19th for the 27th, and then I guess Mr. Rose contacted you and you rescheduled while I was, you know, not very active getting to work and doing anything for the last few weeks. But there, what I want to also, so I'd like to stay it to get some more time or reschedule it, but there's also other very serious reasons not to have that hearing right now. And there's, you know, I'm not sure if you're aware that Brian O'Connell has been charged with Ashley Crispin and found guilty of gross negligence in a multi-million dollar estate case in federal court in West Palm Beach. And there were breaches of fiduciary duty, negligence, malpractice, and they were found guilty of that. And if you...
The issue at hand.
And, excuse me?
My specific question is if you object to his appearance by phone.
I don't, but I'm saying, you're saying appearance by phone at the October 19th hearing. I'm asking for that hearing to be delayed. You kind of changed it unilaterally based on Mr. Rose's...
No, I did not. There was a motion that came in front of the court that was properly noticed. All parties were noticed. He advised me that what he had, I believe he was out of town at that specific time. I remember specifically you're saying the last time we met that you did have some medical injuries, which is why I made sure it was at least at the end of October. I did recall that. And it was a week moved up. It was not moved up more than a week. So beyond that, I just want to put for the record, it was not unilateral.
Okay. And I might have missed some of that because I've been pretty unconscious for 90 days, roughly. And I'm
sorry to hear that.
And I appreciate that. Thank you. Also, there's another issue we now have created by Mr. O'Connell's lawsuit, where Mr. Rose is now representing Mr. O'Connell in that lawsuit. And it kind of, you know, first of all, I don't know if the guy's going to be disbarred. I'm filing criminal charges. I don't know if the Bivens gentleman is. Some of it appears to be criminal activity.
This has nothing to do with the issue you're dealing with today.
Well, it is because... It is because...
No. Sustained. All right. So I will go ahead and enter the order. This is a 5-minute hearing. They'll be allowed to appear by phone. Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Might I inquire how much... I think we have 1 hour for the hearing on Thursday.
Oh, give me 1 second, if you don't mind. Let me just sign this and I swear I'll look. Off the top of my head, I got to tell you. I don't know.
Well, Your Honor, you know, I'm asking for several reasons to stay that hearing or put it back a few weeks so I can file for O'Connell's removal, Rose's removal. They're conflicted now. Rose obviously isn't going to object to his client O'Connell's settlement, even if it is fraudulent. And the very fact that that puts the beneficiaries in danger now needs to be evaluated by the court.
The one thing I was going to, if I just hearing. The only preview I would make, or remind you and for the record, is that, you know, Elliot Bernstein's not a beneficiary of the estate except for this very tiny interest.
I am a beneficiary of the estate, Mr. Rose. Stop lying to courts. You haven't notified courts. You've lied to them and said I wasn't a beneficiary of anything. And all that's going to be overturned, Mr. Rose. Your frauds are coming apart. Okay, I look forward to the 19th.
Mr. Elliott and Mr. Rose, the court reporter is looking at me with eyes of, please help me. She can't take you both down. The hearing is over. This is a UMC. I'll see you all Thursday.
Thank you, Your Honor.